We're gonna open up.
Mm-hmm.
Karen says she's gonna get on her phone. We're gonna walk over there and see if I can straighten hers out. But she wants to get on her phone. Do either of you want to open us up in prayer? Okay, then let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to come together in this fashion, that we might be able to look into your word, look for things old and things new, Father, but most of all, look for you to grant us wisdom and understanding so that we can rightly divide your word. Pray that you'll grant us the knowledge to be able to look into your word and find things old, find things new. We pray that you would control the communication that goes forth from our lips, that it comes across, Lord, in the spirit, that you would have it to come across, and that we receive it in that very same spirit, because we are aware that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and sometimes what goes forth is not the same thing that's received. But we're praying, Lord, that you would direct these airways, Father, that we can hear that which you will have us to hear. And we just pray, Lord, for your again for your guidance in all that we say during this cast. This we do pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Okay. For those of you that are here, I hope that you have taken the time to look at Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 5th through the 10th verses. If not, I ask that you take a couple of moments and do that. Just read it for yourself. Nothing new, I'm sure. Well, I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with this passage. And I'll be right back. I'm gonna see if I can get Karen straightened out on her computer. Give me a couple of minutes. Okay.
Hear any sound? People, no sound.
Yeah, I heard it. Oh.
I'm sorry, y'all. I had to. I think I got her straightened out. Okay. Put your volume on, Karen. I don't hear you. You're muted. All right, is everybody here?
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we got you now. Okay. Okay, everybody. I'm sorry for the delay. Everybody read Matthew 5:8-10.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I want to raise the simple question. What on earth could possibly amaze Jesus? Now, when we, I'm just going to say this here, and then I want to hear y'all's input. You've read this passage. Now, you might want to ask yourself, what could possibly make the one who has been, he has been since the beginning. We can't say he's been here. He's just been since the beginning. You know, we know that he is the Alpha and Omega. He was there when everything was made. Nothing was made without him. We know the scriptures. We know what that says. You know, that we know that he made the stars, the moons, the planets, everything. He was there. One who has made time go forward. He's made it go backwards. He's even had it stand still. He created life. He has even brought the dead back to life. He has performed countless healings and miracles. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, as well as omniscient. How could he be amazed? And I'm going to leave it right there at that point, and I want to hear what y'all have to say about that. No one? No one. I mean, let's read what this text says here. It says, after the centurion in the ninth verse says, "For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one go, and he goes, and that one come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it."
That's the one thing. Well, the first thing that kind of, well, wasn't the first, but it got to me, because it's like he's comparing himself to Jesus in a way.
He is. He's doing that, but understand it in the way that he's doing it. Now,
saying he knows that he's under Jesus, but he's comparing his kind of job, I think, to what he has control over, and he knows that Jesus has more control than
exactly.
He does.
You're saying exactly right. That's what he's saying. You know, when Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" And when the centurion began to say to him, "Listen, first off, look at what he said. Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof." Now, right then and there, one, he's acknowledging who he is. He didn't say rabbi, he didn't say teacher. You know, he said Lord. That means something. Don't take that for granted. He said, "I do not deserve to have you come under my roof." Now he's humbling himself here. And this is no easy thing. You got to remember, this is a man who's in charge, a leader of men, a soldier, a warrior. He's got at least 100 men that he's in control of. You know, centurion, you know, he's a centurion. And that's where they broke him down. He's a, you know, captain over at least 100 men. All right. So he's you like he, and then he goes and tells the Lord, says to the Lord, said, listen, just say what you know, the word, and his servant will be healed. Now he humbled himself and said this. And then when he went on to say, because I myself, I'm a man And you see what the text says.
Hello,
And
hello.
yeah, how you doing, Pete? So if I can command men to do this, and I have the men under control who obey me like this, you're the Lord. So yes, as you said, Lishu, he's exactly saying, if I can do that with the handful of people who's under my control, you, Lord, just say right where you are, all you got to do is just speak it, and it's done. So yes, that's what he was saying, not vaunting himself up, but actually humbling himself. You know, saying that, yes, I got people look at me as a leader, and I'm in control of all these people, but that's nothing compared to you. All you got to do right here from where you are, just speak the word, and he's healed. And that's where we're at. And then Jesus said that, and look at what it says. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed.
Okay.
And to those, yeah.
No, I'm in a KVJ.
Yeah.
And it's just right. He same said, words, just different words.
Yeah, he says marveled, I believe, in the King James.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, he was marveled, which, you know, when you look in your Strong's, when you look up, if you look up amazed, you'll see a number of things. But what you'll see is one means to be beside oneself. It's showing somebody who's flabbergasted or completely stupefied, and we know Jesus. Well, okay, we'll go there. You know, and of course it means astonished or amazed, you know. And when you take in consideration what Jesus has seen, said, done, and for him to say, you know, be amazed, don't you think that's saying a lot? Anybody else? Yeah. So, like I said, I'm interested in hearing what y'all have to say about this. You know, the question being out there, what on earth could possibly amaze Jesus with all the things he's seen and done?
Just me saying this. He already knew what the man was going to say, but I guess just to hear him say it, that could have been a bit wonderful to him too.
I agree. I agree with that. Yes, it's not like this man has said something so profound, but when Jesus goes on, as y'all read this, I'm sure, in all of Israel, I've not seen such faith as this. That's what goes on and says, if you continue reading this passage. And for this one person, can you imagine, in all of Israel, this one person comes and exhibits this type of faith. A man of war, a leader among men, you know, a warrior. Yet, he exhibits this type of faith. And Jesus said he's amazed. He's astonished. He's beside himself. You know, to see this. No comments? I'm surprised. Nobody yet. I mean, nobody has anything to say about this. You don't find this passage even interesting?
Yeah, it is. Everything's interesting. What was it? He's a centurion. He was what you say? A warrior, and for him to just ask the Jesus to speak, he didn't even have to go through. He had the faith that if you just speak him well, and that what he believed would heal him, his servant.
Right. Right.
He showed a lot of respect too, because this is what I'm just kidding. He was faithful and respectful, because even when I'm not going to say he literally did this, but even when he bowed down to let him know, you are more than I am or ever will be, but I respect the fact that you would do that for me. I think that was a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, so you see that he's respectful. He humbled himself. Again, I can't get past that part because anybody who's experienced, seen, or even been in a role of leadership yourself, to so many people, especially those who you are over, you could appear arrogant, a proud person, a conceit. There's a whole lot of negative things that could come across, but this man is showing to me, he's showing a lot of humility. And as you
He humbled
pointed out,
himself then.
and as you pointed out, a lot of respect. Not over the simple fact that he believed Jesus could do this, but the way he came across. Lord, you don't have to go lay hands on it. You don't have to go to him. I don't even need to bring him to you. All you got to do is speak it. And it's already done from where you are. This man is somewhere laying on his bed of affliction. And what I also like about this, in Jesus being the master teacher, always taking teaching opportunities. When the man even came, talking about how his servant paralyzed, suffering, Jesus said, "Shall I come and heal him?" Now, Jesus initiated this, and this was done for the benefit of those, because it says in the text, there were those around who were following him. I believe that's for sure what it says, especially in the King James. He had a crowd of people following him. Okay. So I have to go and heal him? And when the man responded like this, and then y'all see what's going on here. Jesus, this is a teaching opportunity that Jesus didn't let get by. He's teaching those around him. One, who he is. Two, what he can do. Three, the faith and humility that he was looking, well, not so much what he was looking for, but that this man of authority, a warrior, a Roman soldier, could exhibit to him. That part, as he went on and said, he has not found this type of faith in all of Israel, that's for the benefit of them and for us to come at that time. Showing us the type of faith we should exhibit. It's not enough for us to say, I have faith. It's not enough to say, I know that God can do anything. What is so commonly said, God can do anything but fail. Okay, that's what a lot of people like to say. But it's not enough to say that. This man is showing it. He's showing it.
You believe,
He's coming like many of us ought to come, not with just the faith, believing what the Lord can do, but with the expectation. The expectation. That's important. That's important in what we do. And that we don't know. Nobody else knows but you and the Lord. You say, I'll go to church on Sunday. Why are you going? Is it just out of habit? You just go? Or do you have an expectation? I'm going to expect it to be blessed by and through God's word. I'm going to expect him to receive some wisdom and understanding through the word of God. I'm going to church that I can go and just worship with the saints. That might be your purpose. That's not wrong. I'm going there that I can worship with the saints of God. I'm going because I'm kind of down in the dumps today, and I'm hoping that when I get there, the prayers of the saints, the songs that the saints of God are singing can help uplift me. None of that is wrong. And or wrong reason to go to church. Too often we don't feel good, we don't feel like going. We're maybe in our feelings, as they say today, I don't want to be around folks. That is the time to go. That is the time. I can get uplifted. It's one thing for me to sing these songs, these hymns, these spiritual songs, but when I can get around others, believers like I am, and they're uplifting the Lord. I can get caught up in that, the Lord spirit may be moving in the house, and I can get that. Not that you, not saying you can't get it at home, but I know that the Lord's going to be there, because he says in his word, where two or three are gathered together in his name, I'm going to a place where there's more than two or three. I know the spirit of the Lord is going to be there. And I want to be there, and I want to experience them there with the saints of God. That I can be uplifted. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, this ain't got nothing to do with that. But that what you just said about the two or three, what verse is that?
Oh, I don't know it off the top of my head, but I can tell you in a minute.
You know, Ma?
I was just looking at it earlier today, too. Just looking at it.
I get it. I get it, Pastor. Go ahead and say what you're saying.
Well, you have it in Matthew, the 18th chapter, and the 20th verse. That's one place, is, you know, you can find it.
All right, keep looking, love. Okay.
18:20 verse. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the best one right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we find here in this passage, it's a lot of good stuff here in this passage. You know, I love when I see how the Lord directs a conversation. You see it right here. This man came strictly to ask the Lord to heal his servant. And when Jesus said, "Shall I come and heal him?" Now Jesus did this to prompt what was to happen, this conversation, as it would go later on. And like I said, this was done for the benefit of those who were following him. But and you say, well, how does it benefit them? Well, y'all can see that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Jesus is a great teacher. Wow, we see this Roman soldier. Do y'all realize how important and what kind of devastating effect that would have on these citizens, these regular, as we say, regular folks, to see a Roman, not just a soldier, a centurion, a leader of soldiers, say these humbling words.
Humbling words, yes.
To Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got people over me. I tell this one to go, he go. This one to come, he come. That one to go do something, he do it. Lord, all you got to do is just speak the word.
Yes.
And it's already done.
Already done, yes.
I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know if you're going to send an angel to go take care of it, or just your words alone does it. But that's all you need to do. This man, you see this soldier humble himself, and you see the faith that this soldier has. That meant a whole lot. That meant a whole lot. They don't see the servant that's paralyzed. They don't see the servant that's suffering. He's not there in front of them. All they see right there is faith in action.
Yes, yes.
That's what they see. So yes, our Lord and Savior, who was right there, as the word tells us, even in John, there in the beginning, and goes on to tell us there was nothing made that was made without him. When we look through and see all the wonderful things that Jesus did as he walked among us, he said, well, he was God, man, then yes, he was. But don't ever believe that he had forgotten, because there's too many scriptures that lets us realize he hasn't forgotten where he came from, how he was there, you know, in the glory with his Father. He hasn't forgotten those things. But yet and still, he was beside himself. He was amazed. Not shocked that he didn't know, just amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, with everything he's seen and done,
yeah,
he was still amazed.
Mm.
How about some of us? Say, I've been a servant of the Lord a long time. I've been saved a long time. Ain't too much. I that's going to surprise me in the church. I've said that many times, even myself. But how many times were you amazed, especially with some of the things you've seen children do in the church?
Yeah.
Exhibiting such innocent faith. How about grown folks? Deacon Moses sharing with me, I think it was yesterday, whenever it was, this man was a hard man. Wasn't even coming to church with his wife. When he did come to see this man get to the point of tears, the Holy Spirit
wow.
dealt with him. Wasn't even, and was not ashamed to admit this was the Holy Spirit. Just he's just dealing with me.
Okay.
Humbling me to tears.
Yes.
You said that would affect you greatly. Some of you have seen that happen. And you know how you felt.
Yes, again, yes.
Try to imagine how these people felt to see that soldier say the things that he said. Jesus wouldn't let that opportunity get by. He wouldn't let it be belittled. He wants you, he would emphasize that. He emphasized that. This Roman soldier showed up with such great faith. He would not let that go by. Sometimes, and that's again a reminder for us as well. Sometimes we let good opportunities where God can get glory, we let it get by.
Yeah.
Sometimes we let it get by. And what we say and what we do, or what we witness others saying, do we just let it, we may not realize, but we just dismiss it. And let it get by us. Somebody who's been stubborn, hard for a long time, and when we hear them say something that's very humbling, we just let it go. The Lord said, no, you need to emphasize this. You need to bring it out and let folks realize what just happened here. Don't y'all realize that Hitler just said he believed Jesus? Hitler. Don't let that go by. How do you think the folks are going to feel who've been following Satan, doing what Satan wants them to do, enjoying their sin for their season, and then when they turn around and see Satan himself kneel
down
and say that Jesus is Lord? How do you think they're going to feel?
Wow.
Mercy.
Yes.
Some of us might still remember Dr. Spock. People, I'm not talking about from Star Trek. I'm talking about the one who wrote all these books on raising your children.
Children, yeah.
And to see him on national television say, I was wrong. I was wrong.
Wow.
All the books he's written, all the thousands, maybe probably millions of people who've been raising their child by this person who ain't never had chick nor child for one day. Okay? Been raising them according to what he says, and to hear him say, I was wrong.
Wow.
So you, again, I put all of that in perspective so that you can see this Roman soldier, a man of war.
Yeah.
A man of war. A man, you know automatically he has been in different campaigns. You're not made a centurion because you just joined the army. No, you've earned that position.
Yes.
You've fought in wars. You're not new to that. This man has fought in wars. It's nothing for him to go ahead and if this person ahead need to roll. Y'all don't know what to do. Let me show you what to do. He'll make it roll. He'll make his head roll, you know, but yet he humbled himself before this lowly teacher.
Yes.
And he had such faith that all that teacher had to do was speak the word. And it's already done.
Already done.
I have to stand before those who I want to do something and tell them, you don't even have to do that. You have no proof that there was no cell phone, no phone. I can take a picture of my servant. You had to, Lord, you know that what I'm saying is the truth. You're the perfect lie detector. You know I'm not lying. I didn't come for myself. I came for somebody who's not even present. And I still believe that all you got to do is speak it and they'll be healed.
And they'll be healed. Pastor, can I say something?
Of course, of course.
On this matter of what you're speaking about, the centurion soldier who had his army there. He didn't just go to the Lord in secrecy. He did it before his army,
exactly.
He was such a strong man that they may, I don't know, may have feared him, his authority, but to see see how he humbled himself before his army of men.
That's a good point. That is a good point. And y'all have seen some things, and of course, Deacon Mose, being a veteran himself, you know, can attest with me. All we did was follow orders.
Yes.
I used to seeing somebody who's an authority over us. Oh my God, we got to go kill the whole village. I don't really want to. No, you know, you'd be hesitant to follow a guy who's like that. He got his orders. He said, let's go blast. We got to blast everybody. No, I don't expect him to be all happy about it, but I don't expect to see him come to tears about it.
No, no.
At least you won't see the tears.
No. But Captain Joe here has given me orders many days, told me to go do this, you know? And someone say, yeah, he told me to come here, and I went on in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, yeah, well, he told me to do this, and I went and done it. But now he's saying to this man, Jesus, this man who's been going around, he's not a major or anybody over him. He's not an officer over him. He's not a general, a colonel. None of that. He's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he could tell him that his house is not even worthy enough for him to come in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see this? All of these people are witnessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lord said, oh no, I'm not letting this teaching opportunity get by. No.
And that could be what amazed the Lord.
Yes. I'm not letting this get by.
Mm-hmm.
I got Roman soldiers. I got citizens of this land. All of them.
Yes.
I'm not letting this teaching opportunity get by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that benefits us as well.
Yes.
All I did was simply say my grace. And somebody said, well, I noticed you had your head bowed before you ate. What were you doing? Oh, I got an opportunity. I'm not letting this opportunity get by.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was calling on my Lord to bless this food that I'm about to eat. I could mm-hmm. choke on it. I could have a single bite and be choking on this food.
Mm-hmm.
Lord to bless it. Yes, bless it for me. I don't know who made this. It could be somebody mm-hmm. back there made this. They hates my guts and decided to put a little bit of poison or something in there. But mm-hmm. I'm asking the Lord to bless it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all invited me to dinner. Okay. I'm just praying that the Lord will bless this food.
Yes.
I don't know what you serve me. I'm not going to be disrespectful and ask you what all this is.
Oh, you might not want to know.
Well, I'm going to bless it, and I'm going to eat.
Mm.
Okay? There's a lot of things. So when folks ask you, especially and the word tells us that, ask you about this faith that you believe in, you be mm-hmm. prepared to tell them about it. You be prepared to tell them. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and you believe that the Lord will bless your food like that? Oh, yes. You say what I wear, and you say with such, like this centurion, with such assurance. Oh, yes, shucks. I don't know how many times the Lord has kept me. I said, mm-hmm. I said that I had indigestion because it felt like the food was halfway down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite there, but I don't know what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was sit still, and after a while, it went by.
Yes.
I don't know how many people who had the same thing happen to them and they choked to death.
Oh dear.
Because I don't know what that was. That's faith. That's belief that the Lord's going to do just what he says he's going to do. And here, this man, your leader, has come like this. What a great teaching opportunity the Lord took advantage of. Yes. And to tell them, like I said, that was for the benefit of them. He didn't lie. He didn't lie when he said, yeah, I'm just beside myself. Not over the act that out of all the people, the only one that showed this type of faith was a soldier, a warrior. Oh Lord, yeah. This is a preach. Matter of fact, this is where we came from this past Sunday. Yes. I didn't say all of this stuff. I go back and wish I did. I may want to preach it again. But this is it. This is it. Any questions? Any more questions, comments? Okay. If there are no more questions or comments, y'all been relatively easy tonight. But I hope this is has been I use the word enlightening for us, that we've gotten some good stuff out of this here. This is a passage of scripture that I'm, like I said, I'm sure we've read or heard many times, but sometimes we need to, like with all of the scripture, sometimes we need to just stop and pause and really, really look into the passages that we read. Y'all brought out some interesting points. Go ahead, Alicia.
Now, I was looking like at 9, verse 9 in the King James Version, and it says, For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say, go and he go, come and he come. But the thing is, I'm listening to this man, but he just put me in mind of so many of these ministers that leave you wondering after. I'm the preacher here, and I say do this now. And the reason I say that is because I have run up against a couple, and they say things to me like, I'm this person, I can do that, and I just look at them and smile. And they say, "Why are you smiling?" I said, "Cause far as I know, your name ain't Jesus." That's all I had to say, and they don't like that. But then you know me, but. But it's amazing then when you find somebody else who you know is in charge and who knows what they can do, will sit there and say, well, don't you think you ought to do this instead? Or, give you a little push to do more. And that's what this verse put me in mind of, because for some reason it just reminded me of some of those ministers that can, because I've heard them in that voice that they use, I'm Reverend so and so, And I'm just wondering sometimes, why am I in the company of this person? How did I get to be here? But it happens, and it just makes me wonder. This man here, he really did have all that authority, but he didn't flaunt it. And that was, and it was a good thing.
Yes. And you raised another good point in that he was not so high and mighty that he would not humble himself to the point to admit that he has somebody here with as great or greater authority than he does. He said, I got a servant there that's paralyzed, suffering. There's nothing I can do about it. I come to you because there's nothing I can do. I can't ease his pain. I can't remove his pain. I can't stop his suffering, but I'll come to you. And I feel humble, to come to you to the point that I'm not even worthy for you to even come into my house. And I'm sure being a man in the position he wasn't a poor man. He was to be in the position that he's in, I'm sure he wasn't living in some paltry sum, some paltry belonging, some paltry place. But he still felt like he was not worthy for Jesus to enter.
Okay.
And then on top of that, yes, Lord, I do want you to heal my son. I mean, my servant. But you can do it right from here. Oh my gosh, this is.
It's like all you can do is just say it. Just say it. You don't even have to move. Just say.
That's all you gotta do. And that's why the Lord was so amazed. There's such great faith. Such great faith. That doesn't mean he's the only one that believed that Jesus could do it, but to do it just right from here. It's just like that. I believe you could do it. Sight unseen. You don't know my soldier. I didn't tell you he was a God-fearing man. I didn't tell you that he believed in you. I didn't say none of that. All I said is our love for him. I would love for you to heal him.
Yes.
No, that's all I want. Jesus didn't bother, but we didn't bring up any of that stuff. What is his political affiliation? Is he Democrat? Is he Republican? Is he a Samaritan? Is he a citizen of Rome? Is he Jew? None of that. None of that was the issue. We the one that a lot of times too often have to have determinations. Let me stop.
Okay.
Any more questions, comments? Okay. Anybody want to close us out in prayer?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing Pastor Cotton to bring forth this message of more understanding for us to take in, and prayerfully we do understand more better these verses. And then Heavenly Father, go and be with each and every one of us, our homes. Bless those that intended on being here and wasn't able to. And I pray that you just strengthen each and every one. Go with our seniors, our young people. They be starting back to school soon. Be with them. And I just pray you have your mercy on each and every one and strengthen us all where we weak and build us all up where we torn down. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you.